and I think we are on, if I'm not mistaken. This is Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and I am Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health, and of course, I like to give credit to Dave and Amy, because Purium's probably about the only company I know of that has a staff naturopath, so I really can't take the credit. I just get to have fun and talk to all you nice people. And many people have actually asked, what exactly, you know, what is naturopathic medicine? So let's start with that real quickly, because it's an important question, mainly because it happens to be the truth, and it happens to keep us all honest and out of harm's way dealing with all the incredible government bureaucracy that's out there. Naturopathic medicine is old as dirt itself. It's officially from the time of ancient China, ancient India. Hippocrates in Greece about 2,500 years ago sort of popularized it. And he claimed and said, through his own research and dealing with many, many people, because he was a doctor, that basically the body is self-healing, and if we simply give the body the right tools, it will heal itself. And so that's what it's about. Purium Health is based on the naturopathic health concept, which means that we offer a group of products without binders, without fillers, without excipients, without junk, that are considered superfoods. And superfoods basically nourish the body on a cellular level, which means that if the cells are being properly nourished, they can do the work they are intended to do. And so if there's something that's out of balance, it's more likely that they're going to have the resources to go about creating balance again. And so that's what naturopathic health is. We don't sell products that cure disease. In fact, no one does. I know the medical profession likes to claim that they have products that will heal things. They don't. The only thing that heals is the body itself. Now, it is perfectly fine and proper for those who want to give credit to the good Lord, Mother Nature, and say, okay, well, healing all occurs because of that. And in essence, that's true. But the body basically has been endowed with an amazing self-healing mechanism if we simply know how to take care of it. A good example is, you break a bone, you break your leg, and you go to an orthopedic surgeon, and basically they set it for you. Because let's say it was compound fracture where, it was going all different ways. Okay, so they put it in the place so that it's lined up properly, and that's good. But they didn't heal your bone. The bone is going to grow back together. In fact, where it grows together is going to be stronger than the bone was even before it broke. And they had nothing to do with the actual healing process where that bone re-knit and came back together. All they could do is line it up. And that's a very wonderful thing. And it's phenomenal. In fact, it's a blessing that they can do that kind of thing. So that's what naturopathic medicine is based on, is this concept that we indeed are blessed with the ability to heal ourselves. Now, one of the things that is a constant problem for people to deal with is the inevitable, insatiable cravings that everyone experiences, and to a much more difficult degree, even addictions. And so what this call is about tonight is basically the concept, you've probably all heard the expression, knowledge is power. Not quite true. Knowledge is latent power. Properly expressed, we would say that applied knowledge is power. So in other words, you can know something, but unless you do something with it, it's useless. It's only latent. In other words, it has the ability, if put into practice, to actually bring about some positive results. But if it's just left as an idea, that's what it ends up being, just an idea. And so experience and putting things into practice is what makes everything happen. Now, in dealing with cravings and addictions especially, I recently listened to a very wonderful psychologist who actually deals with addictive behavior, and he was explaining the whole mechanism of what is going on. So I'd like to start with something that he mentioned. He said, you know, you take a shark that's swimming in the ocean, and that shark has been basically equipped with an amazing set of receptors in its skin. It can tell when the water gets dirty. It can tell if the water's too warm or too cold. And so it makes adjustments based on that. And also, if that shark is swimming around and it happens to see a tuna that's flopping around in the water about 20 feet away, and it sees another tuna that's about 50 feet away, it's which tuna is the shark going to go after for dinner? Well, obviously the one that's closer, and that's conservation of energy. So our bodies are constantly doing things just like that shark. We are equipped with many, many mechanisms that keep us safe, that keep us well-nourished, that keep us warm, so on and so forth. Now, here is one of the areas that sets us apart, is that, you know, you can go out in nature and you can find animals in the wild, and very rarely will you find any animals that are obese or sickly, except unless they've been poisoned or something like that. And yet with us humans, you know, obviously obesity is out of sight now. Cancer, heart disease, all these things are out of sight. So you're saying, well, wait a second, what's this about? Okay, well, what it's about is the fact that we have a mechanism that is designed to help us stay properly nourished. And this is the mechanism that gets us in trouble when we don't follow natural law. Now, to give you an example, you have a little part of your brain, back of your brain, that recognizes what's valuable as food and what isn't. So, for example, if you were to pick up an apple and the apple is not completely ripe and you bite into it, it's going to taste a little bit on the sour side. And most people are going to say, well, that's not really that great an apple. And the sugar content has not matured properly. Okay, now, if you go and pick another apple and find one that's really just perfectly ripe and you bite into that, and then that really does it. You know, it's sweet, it has a wonderful flavor, aroma, everything. There's a little messenger in the back of your head that basically registers that. And so let's say that sweet apple had 11 calories per bite, and the green apple only had 10 calories per bite because the sugar was not fully matured. That one calorie made the difference between whether you wanted to eat that apple or you just said, I think I'll just leave it on the ground, let the squirrels get it. Okay, so that says that the mechanism in your brain determined that extra calorie was what it preferred because that provided the energy that your body wanted. And that's perfectly normal. But here's the problem. We start tricking those little receptors. Now let's say we take that apple, and let's say that apple has 150 calories in it. And let's say we juice that apple. Okay, now we've gotten rid of the fiber, which really had no calories to it, and we've just got a small amount of juice. But in order to get something that is going to be satisfying, that we're going to juice four or five apples. So instead of having 150 calories, we're now up to 750 or 900 calories. And now the little messenger says, oh yeah, this is really good. This is much sweeter, much more concentrated energy. And we can go a step farther. We can actually dehydrate that apple juice and just get the apple sugar out of it. And now we have really concentrated the sugar down. And so now that little receptor in the brain says, oh, well, this is much better. So the problem is we are short-circuiting the natural system in the body that helps us regulate our caloric intake. Because obviously we need that fiber. You know, we need the other things that are part of that apple, not just that juice. Now, to take this a step further, obviously if you bite down on a Chips Ahoy cookie, which is just loaded with white sugar, or you drink a Coca-Cola with, 12 or 14 teaspoons of white sugar in it, that little receptor just goes haywire. And now all of a sudden, it don't want that 150-calorie apple no more. Now it wants that Coca-Cola or those Chips Ahoy cookies. So you see, it's a process of deception that we are reprogramming a natural function in the body to basically not operate properly. Now, when you go into things like I get lots and lots of people who write me and call me about trying to get away from alcohol. They're alcoholics. And the reason why this is tough is because alcohol converts to sugar. And so now, instead of that 150-calorie apple, you're dealing with somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 1,500 to 2,000 in a drink worth of the sugar. And so that really turns that little receptor into a glutton, because it says, oh no, this is much better. I can get this much into my system so much quicker. And of course, that little receptor doesn't recognize the fact that how damaging this is to the liver and the kidneys and the rest of the body, or the heart or the brain. It just simply is working on the principle that it knows to do. So you have to realize that this little receptor that's in our brain is not much different than what was in our ancestors thousands and thousands of years ago. And thousands of years ago, our ancestors didn't have Chips Ahoy cookies, didn't have Coca-Colas, didn't have Boone's Farm wine, or something better. So in other words, what we have done to the food supply in the world is far less than 100 years old. And our bodies are not able to adjust to this incredibly rapid change that's taken place. Now, if we maintain the same kinds of diets for the next 1,000 years, or 2,000 years, whatever, it's very possible that maybe the body would adapt to that. I doubt it, but it's going to have to do something, because right now we're just on a mission of destruction. So what's the answer? Well, the answer is partly taking this knowledge and applying it. Now, you know, right now, as you all know, we've been running the transformational cleanse for a couple of months. And I still get people who say, oh gosh, the power shake just doesn't taste that good. Is it okay if I mix it with, almond milk or soy milk or something else? Because they want the sugar. And I always say, well, do what you have to do. However, sooner or later, it's going to become necessary to exert at least a little bit of willpower and self-control while you're utilizing the power of knowledge. So the power of knowledge would simply state that to combat these cravings and these addictions, what we simply need to do is load the body up with high nutrient, low calorie superfoods. Now, this is exactly the opposite of where we are today in the food supply, because what we have now is high calorie, almost no nutrient. So when you look at all these obese people walking down the street and you figure, oh gosh, you know, they're just gluttons, they're not gluttons. They're actually starved to death. They're hungry because they're consuming nothing but these calories that are satisfying that little goofy thing in the brain that wasn't designed to have to cope with these concentrated sources of sugar. And the rest of the body is starving. What they need are the nutrients. And so simply put, if you have the patience to realize that in time, and sometimes it won't take more than a couple days, but in time, if you start loading yourself up with superfoods, you know, like we have with Purium, you know, like our Love product, like our Best of Greens, like even just our barley juice, which is our least expensive product. Any of these superfoods will give the body an incredible array and flood of nutrients that the body not only wants and needs, but will utilize almost immediately. And as you start to fulfill the needs of the actual cells, you will be able, by taking this knowledge of how the brain works, so that when that craving starts to go after you, saying, you know, I really want to go eat a donut. I know I shouldn't, but I really want that donut, is to understand that the brain is sending that signal because it remembers that concentrated sugar. And so you do have to not just use willpower, but you have to use understanding and the knowledge so that you can act properly and not get in the trap. Because that's all it is a trap. And there is no better way to defeat an enemy than with knowledge and wisdom. And so that's what this is really about. It's about turning things around by using knowledge. Now, keep in mind, most of the time, and I speak for myself with this, you know, I always like to tell the story, you know, when I was in college, my girlfriend then called up and said, someone, she was a good Southerner, she said, you know, someone just came over and brought us a big box of jelly donuts. Do you want some? And I said, sure. And I walked a mile and a half to her house, not to see her, but to get those jelly donuts, because that little thing in the back of my head said, that's concentrated sugar, and it wanted that. And I probably ate two or three of those things and got sick. Didn't feel good. You know, it took me a day before I felt better again. Of course, it took me a couple more years before I put two and two together, because I was just a punk then, you know, didn't know much. But it's that simple that if I had understood that at the time, you know, I would have been able to behave a little differently. Today, if someone offered me a jelly donut, I actually could not eat it. I mean, to me, it doesn't even look tantalizing. And all of you can get to that point where things that you thought were something you couldn't live without, whether it be alcohol, whether it be a drug, you know, whether whatever kind of addiction it is, keep in mind that all addictions are simply regulated by a part of your brain that is really into survival. So it doesn't matter if you're addicted to exercise, sex, power, anger, whatever. Alcohol, drugs, sugar. See, it's all the same thing. Because you, by doing that behavior, whether it's consuming something or doing something, you are fulfilling a false need that the brain has decided, you know, it is created. And it's created that out of the pattern of the repetition of doing something that you may not even have wanted to do when you first started doing it, but then it became a habit that if you didn't do it enough, you know, it was bad. You know, because, I mean, people will exercise at the point where they say, well, I exercise because, you know, it gives me these endorphins and I feel high. Well, it's the same thing. Exercise is a good thing. You know, everything we're talking about, you know, they say everything in moderation is good, including moderation. But there are some things that moderation cannot be achieved at because they are so concentrated in the way they affect the brain. And that includes alcohol, that includes drugs, you know, people who get, sucked into things like anger, you know, revengefulness, whatever. These are all basically fulfilling a need of the brain. And so by changing the need, by giving the body and the brain the kind of nutrients it needs, so it doesn't need the false satisfaction, then all of a sudden everything starts to do better. Now, I can tell you that, like, our master aminos are wonderful because those amino acids can actually cross the blood-brain barrier. And so they can help remold some of the patterns in the brain just because the amino acids are more readily available. Now, the brain does need sugar, but it needs sugar that the body makes for it. It doesn't need rocket fuel. It needs that 150-calorie apple, not the apple sugar. Okay, so that's the difference. The body knows what it's doing. If we simply give it the right tools, it will then break things down so that it can then distribute the nutrients and the energy and the sugar to the places in the body that need it. But when we give high doses of something that the body it wasn't designed to handle, then that little receptor in the brain really short circuits. And it then decides that this is now the norm. And so that's where the problem is. And obviously, if you're talking about, you know, things like alcohol and drugs, the challenge with those is they actually can sabotage these receptors in the brain so severely that they either cease to work for a while or they get very, very confused. And so that's why all of this kind of thing can be very, very difficult to deal with. But there's no doubt about the fact that by understanding this mechanism, you can take a lot more control of what you do. And keep in mind, just like that shark, the shark who's going to go after the tuna fish that's closer is doing that because of conservation of energy. It's part of the natural order. But when we change the natural order and we now make the conservation of energy high-octane fuel that the body was not intended to ever have to deal with, because it's not in nature, you know, like the Coca-Cola, like the brownie, like the Chips Ahoy cookie, whatever, then, like the glass of wine, then these things actually become very detrimental to the normal operation of the mechanism that then affects the metabolism. And of course, this is why people get fat. This is why people get nervous. Many, many people, I mean, you read the newspaper if you have the fortitude. I mean, every day we're reading about somebody who's shooting somebody or, you know, whatever. And, of course, the only thing that the government thinks of to do is, you know, well, we got to get rid of the guns. Well, that's not the problem. These people who are doing crazy things, they'll find some, if you take the gun away from them, they're still going to do some crazy things. The problem is we have created a society where people are so malnourished that their brains no longer function even slightly well. And the answer is, has to start with nutrition. You know, people found a long time ago, missionaries who went to third world countries, they tried to sell religion, and they found out you can't sell religion to anybody until you feed them because they're hungry. And that's how it works. Until people are being properly nourished, you're not going to change behavior. And so this applies to all of us. And so, you know, I'm sure everyone has experienced the time when, you know, Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, and you end up eating stuff that you don't normally eat, and you don't feel that great afterwards. I mean, it was fun while you did it, but it's just simply that the body is not in a position to compensate and understand and know what to do with that. And sometimes people will just throw up, or they'll get diarrhea, because that's the body's way of purging quickly. Okay, so hopefully this information is helpful, especially if, you know, we all deal with things like cravings. And I can tell you from my own experience that since I have been consuming lots of, you know, high nutrient dense foods that are basically loaded with nutrition and the proper amount of calories, my cravings are practically all gone. I can eat a small little piece of super dark organic chocolate that obviously has some, you know, cane or evaporated cane juice, which is still sugar. I can eat a small piece of that, and I don't want any more. Now, 20 years ago, I would have eaten a whole bar. And so it's about nourishing the body. It's just that simple. If you actually get to the point where your cells are properly nourished, you will find that cravings and addictions will not be a bother. And that's what we all want. We want to get to the point where we are free. You know, some people say, well, I'm free to be able to do what I want to do. If I want to drink, I'm going to drink. If I want to, you know, take drugs, I'm going to take drugs. Well, ask yourself, are you really free? And the answer is no. Because the alcohol, the drug, the food has you by the neck. And if you deny that, you go crazy on some level. I'm not saying you go absolutely crazy, but I'm just saying, in other words, that's not freedom. Freedom is when you can take a bite of something and not want any more of it. That's freedom. As a friend says, it's okay that you eat the food, but if the food eats you, that's not good. So friends, I hope this has been helpful for you. It has been my pleasure to be with you, and I will be with you again in 2 weeks, which I think will be March the 13th. And I should say that the 7th through the 10th, I will be at a health food trade show. And so if you try to get a hold of me the 7th through the 10th, you probably won't be able to. But thank you for joining me, and if you have any questions, you can always reach me at 800-962-LIFE, that's 800-962-5433, or ask phpdoc@gmail.com. And always, I like your comments about these particular programs. And if you have any subjects that you would like discussed, please let me know. So take care, God bless, and bye for now.